Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Broadcasting live or streaming live at kcnrradio.com. You can go there and see all the shows, listen to the archives, and find our sponsors right there. Today, March the 25th, and 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Good. And Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. It looks like we're going to have on 81 today, mostly sunny, partly cloudy tonight with our overnight lows of 49 degrees. Thursday's calling for mostly sunny once again with a high of around 79 with temperatures going down on Thursday night to 54 as we progress through the weekend. Friday's calling for 83, mostly sunny. Saturday, sunny once again, and Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 81. Where did somebody say that it was? Oh, chance of rain on Monday night. Yes, that's according to the National Weather Service here in our forecast. Yeah. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned and operated, a veteran-owned business, where they always give seniors and veteran discounts. 365-3793 is the number to reach them, of course, with the 530 code before it, Shasta Gas Propane.
Our guest today is Congressman Jared Huffman. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda. Thanks for having me today.
Well, you know what? Thanks for volunteering to come on the show here. Where are you at right now?
I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm in the swamp.
The swamp. Hey, if Congressman, can you tell us, you know, of course, the people out here with the change in the district aren't really don't have a lot of background on you and knowledge of you. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'd be happy to do that. And let me just say that we're all adjusting to this post Prop 50 reality. Whatever you may have thought about it,
it's here.
The courts have all ruled it's a done deal.
So
I do appreciate the chance to introduce myself. I'm not from a different planet. If you drive west from Reading, you're going to be in my current congressional district in about 20 minutes. So it's not that far away. I've been representing the far north coast for, this is my 14th year in Congress now, but I live at the southern end of this long coastal district in Marin County. I grew up in the Midwest in the state of Missouri. My first 18 years, Independence, Missouri, those of you who are Harry Truman fans will recognize the historic significance of that town. Then I went to college at UC Santa Barbara, law school in Boston College, took a job in the Bay Area and made my way across the Golden Gate, where I've been ever since. So that's kind of the short story.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
NCAA All-American volleyball player.
Oh, thanks. That's a fun little nugget on my resume too.
But you were...
The way I made it from Independence, Missouri to UC Santa Barbara was on a volleyball scholarship, which is kind of weird because they didn't have high school volleyball in Missouri. I played with, like, older guys as a kid, and by the time I was about 16, I was an oddball. I was, like, the best volleyball player in the Midwest. it was a good experience. Got my college paid for. I got to play on the U.S. volleyball team after college, which was an awesome experience, too. So, yeah, I'm a big volleyball fan.
Well, you all were ranked number one in the, won the world championships. So
indeed. I went on to law school, but a few months after I started law school, they won the gold medal in the Seoul Olympics. So
okay.
It was kind of a golden age of U.S. volleyball.
Congressman, what got you into politics?
So, I was always interested in politics, and some of that might have to do with, growing up as a kid in Independence, Missouri, where Harry Truman was like our local legend. And I have a vague childhood memory of seeing the elderly former president walking around downtown Independence, Missouri. He was kind of famous for taking those walks.
Wow.
So that was kind of cool, and I always had him, high on a pedestal. And you know, followed politics as a young person, was active in to some degree in college and law school. But what really got me into it, Carl, was as a young lawyer, I read a book that kind of captivated me, and it was about water. It was called Cadillac Desert. And I really recommend it to anybody who is interested in water. Once you read it, you're going to be part of the water world. I mean, your mind is going to...
I've read that book.
It's such a good book. And in some ways, it's just a history of the West. It's about how, you know, John Wesley Powell, you know, rode with one arm on a dory boat down the Colorado River through the gnarly rapids there and, you know, began mapping out the hydrology of the West and some of the ways in which we envisioned eventually expanding into the West and bringing folks out for agriculture and to build communities. It's just fascinating, and it really got me thinking a lot about water.
Well, California being mainly in desert, semi-desert everywhere, and how important water is to our economy.
Indeed. Certainly we've got lots of water in the places where we don't have lots of people and lots of, you know, industrial agriculture. So it presents all kinds of challenges that we have creatively attempted to resolve. But, you know, it's a wonderful Gordian knot. Water issues to me are very complex and intriguing. I love finding there's usually a solution. And I love the challenge of tackling those things and trying to make things work out for everyone.
Well, Congressman, have you ever lost an election?
No. Are you trying to jinx me, Carl?
No. I'm reading your history here, and it seems like, you know, you've won every run. You've won every election you've entered.
I have had a good run.
Yes,
and,
you have. You
know, I'm happy to say that, you know, I was a lawyer before I got into politics, and I never lost a trial either, but here's the trick to that. You know, a good lawyer is very careful about the cases they choose to take.
My sister's a lawyer, I have heard her say that before. And, just have to be careful what you pick.
Well, we are going to have to take a quick break here coming up in a second. But before we do, also you talk about that you love fishing. And I'm just kind of, you know, going back a little bit on before we go into policies and so on and so forth. I hope you don't mind us asking, because we do have fly fishing capital of the world up here. Are you a regular, do you bass fish? Do you fly fish? What's your passion?
All of the above, Linda. In a perfect world, I'd be fly fishing most of the time. And that would take me to beautiful parts of your community. I mean, Hat Creek and the Fall River and the Pitt River and Upper Sac and McLeod. I have fished all of those legendary streams and loved it. So I do that. But I will also, you know, throw on a Ned rig and go catch a bass in a farm pond if I have the opportunity. That's a lot of fun.
Okay, there we go.
So have you been fishing since you were living in Independence, Missouri? Or is that something?
Okay. I mean, I had a really terrible childhood because I grew up with warm water fishing. We had to catch like crappie and catfish and stuff like that. That's how difficult it was. But, you know, I've since expanded my universe quite a bit. And, you know, the cool thing about living in Northern California is you've got all kinds of fishing. I can go out in a kayak and catch, you know, rockfish and lingcod.
Well, that's true, too. We've all been out there.
And,
our guest is Congressman Jared Huffman. We're going to have to take a couple-minute break here, Congressman, and then we'll be right back.
All right.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading. Red Bluff Roundup is on.
April 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Get your tickets now.
Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors.
It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country.
Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can.
It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more.
Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7.
And an after party with live music.
Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control.
Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30.
And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent.
And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day.
Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30.
Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Just off those boots.
Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. Our guest is Congressman Jared Huffman, 2nd District, and under our new proposition, he is, we now fall under that huge district that, Congressman Huffman is now involved in. And it's done. You're right, Congressman. It's done. It's there. It's going to happen. So we really, really appreciate taking the opportunity to let all of our listeners kind of learn who you are and what the things that you want to accomplish. What would you say is your core issue?
Well, you got to have more than one thing
right.
When you represent a district this big. And my current district is huge, by the way, Carl.
Yeah, it
so
is.
It only got bigger. And, you know, I think I and hopefully everyone, if we're going to make this work, just have to approach that with, you know, some practicality. If I had to say one thing, it's that I want to find solutions that make people's lives better, that, work for our natural environment and for the communities that I serve. We talked a lot about water. You know, the bridge that took me from reading that book, Cadillac Desert, to being kind of a water wonk was running for my local water board in Marin County. And that began, you know, kind of my experience in public service and governing. And that led me into public policy and the full measure of things that you work on now, you know, as a congressman. But I think one of the real vexing challenges that we're all going to have to grapple with is that our climate is changing and it is impacting us in all sorts of ways. Wildfire is a huge part of that. It's impacting our wildlife, our, you know, extreme weather events, our ability to get insurance, I mean, so many things. And so I work on different aspects of that. I am very concerned, representing a bunch of rural communities already and contemplating potentially representing more about all the challenges there. I mean, everything is tougher, from rural health care to rural economic development, rural education, it's different. And believe me, I understand that. And I think there may be an assumption that, you know, someone who represents, you know, the other end of the socioeconomic, I mean, Marin County is very different than Modoc or Siskiyou and Shasta. I get it. But I already represent Del Norte and Trinity as well. And so I have been very familiar with some of these challenging realities in rural America and, you know, trying to roll up my sleeves and find solutions to help those communities is very important to me.
Well, one of the biggest concerns, as you've just mentioned, is fire danger and wildfires. And the, how do we lessen the danger of these fires, because the forest appears to be very overgrown. Do we need a national policy, at least in the federal lands, about thinning the forest?
In some places, we are going to need to do that. And, you know, I think it's not like a one-thing answer. There are certainly plenty of places where, through a combination of factors, and, you know, that these overgrown, you know, very vulnerable areas, some of them are because we suppressed fire for a long time and didn't do what some of the native tribes did for hundreds of years, you know, introduce fire proactively into the ecosystem to lower the fuel load. And so there was a huge buildup of the understory. In other cases, you know, we did some clear cutting and then replanted in a very dense way, and we grew these plantation forests instead of a healthy, diverse forest. And, you know, those are unhealthy and vulnerable to catastrophic wildfire. But the temperature is also rising and we're seeing more drought conditions, you know, all of it kind of combining in a perfect storm. And of course, we've got communities a lot closer to these places where lightning strikes and other causes can spark a fire. And then you throw in, you know, poorly managed utility lines. And that's been a huge, you know, in most of the big, terrible fires we've had, that's been a factor.
Does, and insurance now, and you brought that up too, insurance now has become a real problem here in California. Is that a California problem, or is that a nationwide problem?
It's a nationwide problem. It's certainly something we feel acutely here in California. You know, we experienced this with earthquake insurance. At one point, and, you know, we kind of have a gimmicky California earthquake insurance product that is meant as a workaround, but now we're seeing it with fire insurance. The rest of the country is seeing it with other types of insurance because, you know, you've got hurricanes in many parts of the nation. You've got, like, hail events, these so-called derechos in the Midwest that are causing property damage that nobody's ever seen before. And so the entire sort of risk industry, the insurance industry, is undergoing a reckoning right now. And the business model of it is really under great strain. So we're going to be grappling with this for some time to come.
You know, going back to your, you know, the new district and if you should represent it, you know, a lot of times when, you know, the people, when you get up to in Alturas and, you know, Siskiyou County and all these, even though it, you do represent Trinity County, how are you going to reach out so they don't feel overlooked?
Well, I got to show up and I got to listen. I'm getting ready to head up your way in the next couple of weeks because there's going to be the first congressional debate. And so I will take that opportunity not to just show up and be part of a debate, which I'm looking forward to, but to do as many meetings as I can. That'll be my third trip, you know, since this Prop 50 changed to the map. I've, of course, been up to Shasta and Siskiyou many times over the years for fishing and, you know, to just enjoy those beautiful places. But as a political candidate, this will be my third time already, and I'm going to just keep showing up and trying to bring as much humility as I can. I mean, I've got to meet people. I've got to listen. I can't just show up and tell people that I already have all the answers to things.
Something you're going to hear about when you're up here, I'm sure, is the wolf problem that we are experiencing up here in our area. Have you been read in on all this? You've been following this?
I have. I'm sure that there are more meetings and there's more to learn, but the wolf issue is not totally new to me. I'm the ranking Democrat on the Natural Resources Committee.
Right.
And so, usually a month doesn't pass that we're not having a hearing of some kind about wolves in Wyoming or Montana or Colorado or the Great Lakes region. So, you know, it's been a hot topic now. You know, it's a little bit different in California.
Right.
And
right.
I've been trying to get smarter about that. I met with some folks from a group called the Wolf Research Project that has really been on the ground and doing the tagging and, you know, monitoring the radio collars and the glamorous work of sampling wolf scat all over the northern Sierra. And learning a lot about, you know, how many wolves there are, where they're going, what they're eating. So that was eye-opening to me. But I've also, you know, heard the complaints from ranchers, and the complaints are, the problem is real, right? There are inherent conflicts given the fact that we have more cattle, and our wolves seem to be behaving differently in relation to those ranching activities than what has been experienced even in other states. It does seem to be more acute here in California.
Well, it only took a couple of years to have 80% of the wolf scat go from deer to bovine. They found an easier food that they didn't have to
chase down
so hard there.
Yeah,
so.
They're pretty smart, and so they're
going to
figure that out.
Right.
So,
well, we're hoping that... Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead, Linda.
Okay. We're just hoping that when we talk about, here in the North State, that we would encourage you to, and we'd invite you to, of course, maybe monthly or by, you know, every 2 months to come and do like maybe a 4 or 5 hour town hall where people can come and, you know, it's not closed door. I mean, people mm-hmm. can see you and ask questions and stand in line. We've had that happen here, and we've done that before. We facilitated that where we had, you know, basically the sheriff and the police and everybody up, you know, as far as the panel was concerned. But, you know, the people could be, you know, there's obviously somebody telling people to calm down, you know, and it can be civil. It can, I know it's like, oh my gosh, what's this going to be? People throwing food. Or whatever else they can grab a hold and throw. But no, it was quite civil when we've done it before. We did it at our beautiful, theater here downtown, Reading, the Cascade Theater, and it was it was beautifully done. And
well,
we would
I
encourage
that.
You,
and
yes.
Linda, I like nothing more than town hall meetings. They're really a lot of fun for me, and I like being accessible. I like the give and take of it. But you hit an important point. It's got to be civil.
Absolutely.
We can disagree on some things, and in some ways that. Those are the more important conversations, right? If you just sit around and talk to people who already agree with you, I don't know what you're really accomplishing.
Yeah, but you're just reinforcing your own opinion there. You're not listening to somebody
else. If there's a constructive give and take, then there's incredible value, and you know, everybody might learn a little something from each other. So I would love to give it a try. I know that we live in a time of incredible polarization.
Mm.
And... you know, rising tribalism with our politics, I don't like it. And if we can do our part to kind of reset the conversation and kind of remind ourselves that we can disagree without being disagreeable, and we might even find we agree on more than we think, that'd be great.
I would think that most of our country does agree on most of everything. You've got both, you know, you may have fringe elements out on both sides that are very similar to each other, but I think that most people want to be able to have a life, they want to be able to have a job, they want to be able to have a home, you know, those things.
Security.
And I can't think of, you know, that's not a party or a ideology, that's just Americans. And maybe people all over the world, in fact, probably all want the same thing. And we've got to take a quick break. We're here with Congressman Jared Huffman. We'll be gone for about 2 minutes, and then we'll be right back.
Country fans, are you ready?
Just off those boots
and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Red Bluff Roundup is on
April 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Get your tickets now.
Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors.
It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country.
Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can.
It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more.
Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends at Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. If you got a question for the congressman, call in. We're going to write down the questions so we can keep them succinct and concise and not become a discussion. So 530-605-4567. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure.
Yeah, Californians are struggling with affordability right now. Our gas is up, $6 a gallon. If you're using diesel, it's $5.80 or something. You can't buy a house, or your average, you know, your average middle class has a tough time buying a house. I think the average cost, isn't it, is like $900,000 for a home. How do people? What are your thoughts on this? What can be done? Can Congress do anything about this?
I think this is a sort of a full spectrum challenge. You got to have Congress, you got to have the state, you got to have local leadership, all hands. But there's a lot, Congress. I think it starts with recognizing that this is a real thing. We do have an affordability crisis, and in fact, it's the number one thing. It should be the main thing that anyone is talking about right now. Not about fighting with each other and hating on each other about our differences and culture wars. Not about foreign adventures. I mean, we're about to have a request for a $200 billion supplemental funding measure for a war that most people think is ill-defined, if not complete madness. And let me tell you, that $200 billion could go a long way toward helping the affordability crisis. It could pay for this healthcare crisis that has been set in motion that's going to be felt in rural communities really acutely, more than anyone else. It could help with the VA, with treating veterans. It could give every teacher in the United States a $60,000 bonus. I mean, there's so much you could do with $200 billion. So that's one aspect of just how we've got misplaced priorities right now. And, you know, I'm hearing from some of my Republican colleagues the same thing about this. This is not just Democrats fighting with Republicans. But, there are many causes here. And, you know, if you want to find something that I agree with President Trump on, he has said that these private equity folks should not be in the housing business, and I couldn't agree more. that is part of the problem. Our housing stock has been bought up by these vulture capitalists.
Yes.
Who are just trying to squeeze profits out of a really scarce commodity that people need in order to live their lives. And so that is part of it. But look, when you talk about affordability, you know, I listen to folks in all parts of my district. I hear about health care and rising health premiums. I hear about utility bills. And I hear about housing and grocery costs. Those are the big ones.
And obviously,
there are things that we can do on all of it.
Yes, and obviously our latest, we had a caller come in, calling in about the recent...
The millions and millions and millions of dollars, it appears, that are being wasted in fraud. Here in California, they just hit the Medicare fraud and hospice. And then, I know, in Minnesota, it seems like there's billions of dollars that have been just skimmed off the top. And even the, I think the Office of Accounting for the Fed said that fraud is a huge problem. How do you get your arms around that?
Well, let's crack down on it. I mean, we have independent inspectors general. A lot of them have been fired, but, you know, one of the reasons you have these independent inspectors general is to take the politics out of this and dig in and find that kind of thing. We need to reinstate and reempower those folks in every federal agency to root out waste, fraud, and abuse, and I'm all for it. I mean, how could you not want to go after some of these? It's really craven to be... You know, some of these scams in the medical equipment space and other things that are ripping off millions and millions of dollars from Medicare. So I am for very vigorous enforcement of that. Our state attorney generals are important, and even local DAs in rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse, and I'm all for it. But I don't think it substitutes. I mean, that's sort of more going to deficit reduction, right?
Uh-huh.
That's saving the government money.
Yeah.
It doesn't speak directly to the affordability crisis that people are feeling in
yes,
their lives.
Yes, they are. We just had, you know, personally, we know, like, you know, because we're very, very involved with the community of the expense of what happens just on, you know, individual, like, blood work and getting to the bottom of a problem and going to the hospital, going to ER. Hundreds of dollars just in, what's it called when you have a...
Copay,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, you
I'm looking at Carl going copay. thank you.
I'm not sure where Linda's going all the time here.
I feel your pain. I mean, I had an eye doctor appointment 2 days ago, and every time they send me in, it's $50, $50, $50, and it makes me kind of dread, you know, them telling me, oh, you need to see these two other people. I'm like, oh, man, that's $100.
Well, the part of the problem we have here in California is the gas prices. And the government of California, which is, as you know, is a one-party state here, has really pushed away from fossil fuels. And this is something you've also, I believe, are interested in, transitioning away from fossil fuels. Well, how fast is too fast on something like this?
Yeah, so I think my view, Carl, is we've got to get there, and I think if you want another glaring example of why being more dependent on fossil fuel is a bad thing, look at the price of the pump right now. That price is not happening because we don't have enough fossil fuel. We are awash in fossil fuel. We've never had more production. We've never had more supply. And we have an administration that is literally trying to shut down renewable alternatives and kind of double down on cranking out even more fossil fuel supply. And yet the price is doing this to us. Why is that? Because it's inherently volatile. This is a global commodity where wars and natural disasters and explosions, you know, we're talking about a volatile, flammable substance here, are just part and parcel of the nature of the energy source. And I just think we've got to look at the long term. Even if you don't believe in climate change as I do, I think the climate crisis compels us to do this for our kids and grandkids. But even if you disagree, the volatility alone and the economics should be powerful arguments for making this transition as fast as we can. And there was a time when that may have seemed like too abstract, that maybe affordable, abundant alternatives to fossil fuel weren't there yet. I think they are there now. And, you know, we're seeing places where the benefits of having a diverse energy portfolio in a time like this are really kicking in. And you know, Spain is a pretty good example. They have really they've reduced their dependence on fossil fuel, and they are not feeling the impacts of this global shock. And by the way, this is the worst gas price shock we have ever seen. This is worse than the Arab oil embargo back when I was a little kid. So, you know, good for Spain. I think Spain made some tough choices, but they're reaping the benefits of having a cleaner energy economy, good for the planet and good for the pocketbooks of people at the end of the day.
Well, since you brought up Spain, should I bring up France? They went nuclear. And
Spain, too, to some degree.
To some degree. Do you see that nuclear energy could be in our future, that it's a much cheaper, it's more reliable, you can reclaim over 92% of, you know, of the energy sources there? Do you see that as being in our future?
So it's not yet much cheaper, but, you know, a lot of folks think that it can be and that it will be. So, you know, I'm not going to say categorically no to nuclear, especially some of the new modular reactors and other things that do a lot of reprocessing. And, you know, I've heard the arguments about how this is safer and cleaner. We've still got a waste problem that we're going to have to navigate, and I still believe that communities should have a say in whether they have a nuclear power plant. I don't know many communities in California that want one. I don't know any. But, you know, to your point, Carl, I am not an absolutist, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, I did not call for the immediate decommissioning of Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would just wreak havoc on our grid reliability and utility bills right now, and I think we need to have a slower phase out of Diablo, and I supported, you know, what the governor did. It wasn't because he loves nukes or anybody loves nukes. It was because we're not there yet. We can't quite yet live without the Diablo reactor.
Well, in replacement of fossil fuels, do you envision just thousands of acres, millions of acres of solar and windmills and transmission lines? Is that the only way to do it?
Well, I don't think you're going to need to transform the landscape. No, I think those are to some degree scare tactics. But what I do think is that there are going to be some industries and some applications where you're going to have to continue to use fossil fuel for quite some time. And, you know, you're not going to be able to just have battery electric in some of these really high energy industrial applications and some farm equipment and things like that. Although you're seeing batteries do things that they couldn't do even 10 years ago.
No, the battery technology is exploding right now.
Yeah. Not so to speak, right?
Well, it does in some cases, but no, I mean the technology on making them last longer, charge faster, is really moving exponentially. I should have said instead of explosively.
That was a good That was a good little chuckle, though.
No, anyway.
Yep. So look, I think we got to be practical about this, and you know, I'll tell you another. Aviation is going to be one of the hardest ones. You can't just say stop using fossil fuel. You are going to have to be much more flexible about that. Maritime stuff, you know, boat engines and things like that. So I am very clear-eyed about certain sectors, certain types of equipment, certain industries that are not going to fit into a zero fossil fuel paradigm. But I think for a lot of things, certainly for our electrical grid, we can be carbon free. We can be fossil fuel free on the power that we all plug in and use pretty quickly, actually. And the great thing there is it is the cheapest energy available.
Well, how do we do that? I mean, when I see when you're driving, you know, you're going around, especially in Nevada, you're seeing just acres and acres of the solar panels. When you say that we can do that, you know, quicker, is that solar or is it wind or is it both?
I think you've got to be open to both. I think geothermal can be
geothermal,
part of the mix, too.
Yeah. How about wave technology?
Well, I love the concept of that. I haven't yet seen anything, you know, at scale pencil out. But yeah, wave technology makes a ton of sense.
We're here with Congressman Jared Huffman. He is currently the congressman in the 2nd District, and as after the proposition passed, and well, I could probably safely say you're going to be running this year, Congressman.
Yes.
For our new district, which we are all in. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in rawhide.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Redding Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Redding Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. And go in there and go, that takes us to our homepage, and you can go back in archives, listen to the show, any of our shows. In fact, I think we've got every one of our shows that we started 16 years ago is archived, if you dare go back and listen. Hey, our guest today is Congressman Jared Huffman, 2nd District, and now with our new 2nd District, we'll be running for re-election. How long have you been in Congress now?
This is my 14th year.
Should there be term limits?
Yeah, so it's a question that I get a lot. Let me just tell you my experience with term limits, Carl. I spent 6 years in the California State Assembly before Congress, where we had term limits, and interestingly, the term limit for the assembly was 6 years. So it was getting termed out of the assembly, and some lucky timing that landed me in Congress. And, you know, the promise of term limits is you eliminate career politicians, you have citizen legislators, and people just go and serve and then go back to their lives. And that is a nice notion, right? And it would offer the potential of taking, you know, some of the money and the just raw, craven corruption and politics and other things people associate with it. It doesn't work that way in the real world. In California, what I found is that the minute people were sworn in, they were already angling for the next thing they were going to run for because they knew they were termed out. And so everything my assembly colleagues did during that 6 years was gauged towards running for a Senate seat or a congressional seat or a supervisor's seat back home or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You're never going to eliminate politics from politics. And so I think what you do get with term limits is diminished experience. When you're constantly, you know, kind of housebreaking a new puppy every few years in the legislature, you're really empowering people that aren't accountable to voters. You're empowering the staff and the lobbyists and the special interests. And so I think it's counterproductive. I think it actually makes the challenges with our political system worse rather than better, but it does have a strong superficial appeal to a lot of folks.
Well, would you be surprised to hear that you and Congressman LaMalfa agree on that one wholeheartedly?
Not at all. Doug and I, you know, found agreement every now and then, even as we fought like ferrets in a phone booth over other things.
Okay, I'm trying to picture
it. Oh, I love that. Hey. I think that might be a little Midwestern term. What?
I have a few of those. My staff groans.
Hey, Congressman, what bipartisan issue do you see that could actually, big one, could actually be done this year?
A bipartisan issue this year that we could actually do? Well, you know, I'll give you one that I think has some application in Northern California, and that is tribal co-management on public lands.
Okay.
It is something that several of my Republican colleagues are interested in. I've got a bill. I've got a Republican colleague, Jeff Hurd from Colorado, who has a different bill, but we're trying to do the same thing. Our federal public land managers are stretched thin. They are not doing a good job of having, you know, resilient, fire-ready public lands in many cases, and you've got tribes that are ready to step in and fill some of that need, and we have just been very stubborn about the partnerships and you know, the full empowerment of tribes to step in and do some of this work, and it's in many cases their ancestral lands anyway. They know the lands better. They manage them for many years. They have this traditional ecological knowledge. So I am really pushing for some new authorities to let our public land managers enter those kind of partnerships.
And this is going to, you think this is going to be a bipartisan issue then?
It is a bipartisan issue already.
Okay.
The question is, you know, will it be allowed to, you know, come through the system, come to the floor for a vote? I mean, not much is moving here in this guy. I don't have to tell you that. There's just a lot of paralysis.
When you were elected, and you've been there, you know, like you said, for 13 years. This is your, what, seventh time you're running? So it would be...
Yeah.
Okay.
14 years, yeah.
You know, I always ask this, but what was the biggest surprise to you when you were elected to the House of Representatives and you showed up there that first day?
Yeah, it's a very different institution than the 6 years I spent in the state assembly. Now, you know, in California, you mentioned it, it's kind of you call it a one-party state. It's a two-party state, but one party's a lot bigger than the other.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me just say this, that we can say that, but but when you have an overwhelming majority.
It feels like it, yeah.
Well, it is. And that, if I can say this, is something that the people up here in Northern California, you know, and I'm talking about state level. We just feel kind of like we're an afterthought at all times.
I get it. Believe me, I represent a couple of Jeffersonian counties already,
and yes.
I am familiar. But my my point on this is that when I was in Sacramento, I wanted to work with Republicans. It was a fun thing when I could find some issue and grab a Republican colleague and push something through that was bipartisan. That made everybody feel better, and it made public policy that was more durable and that wouldn't, you know, be subject to changing the swinging pendulum, right? I'll tell you, when I got to Congress, I discovered how much more tribal and divided it was and how big the country is. It was sobering in that way. So institutionally, Congress is just a much harder place to do that. And it seems like with every 2 years, you know, the majority of Congress seemingly hanging in the balance, you know, the incentives to come together are reduced. The incentives are stacked in favor of just beating the other guy.
And that in itself lends to not working together.
Yeah, yeah. It makes it really hard. And, you know, so, yeah, take my Colorado colleague Jeff Hurd and me on this tribal co-management issue.
Yeah.
We could come up with something. I am convinced we could come up with a really good bipartisan tribal co-management bill. The current Republican leadership in the House is hanging by a thread. They don't want to give Democrats any space right now or any wins. And so, you know, it's going to be hard to persuade them that they should let a bill like that come to the floor for a vote and get to the president's desk. And, you know, that kind of just purely political calculation happens across the board on so many different things.
You know, Congressman, we've got about 3.5 minutes left. I saw that you lead the Congressional Freethought Caucus. What's that?
Yeah, so thank you for asking about that. And, you know, this is about, if you want to boil it right down, it's about separation of church and state and making sure that our public policies, while we respect everybody's faith perspective and religious freedom, that when it comes to public policy, that we are grounding things in facts and science and reason and not in someone trying to impose their religion on other people who may not share the same beliefs.
Okay. Yeah, I've read that, and that you were one of the starters of that. You know, Congressman, we've got 2 minutes. They're your 2 minutes. What do you want people to remember, take away today?
Well, I want them to understand that I'm a human being. I don't have horns. I'm not from a different planet. And I thank you for having me on. I think that may sound so simple, but it's really foundational to remembering that we're all just people. We're all just trying to navigate our individual lives, and so we ought to be able to have conversations with each other. I love it when that happens. It's just a beautiful thing because you said at the top, Carl, we agree on more than we disagree on. We sure lose sight of that, and we live in a time when from social media to just the polarization and tribalization of our politics, it's constantly pushing us to fight with each other and hate each other, and we've got to rediscover that common humanity. So that's the most important thing. I want everyone to understand that I'm just a person, a dad, somebody puts my pants on one leg at a time, and
yeah.
I want to hear from them. And, you know, you don't even have to vote for me. I'm not necessarily even chasing votes when I want to enter into these conversations. I'm trying to understand, you know, where we might have some shared space.
I like
where
it.
Where we might be able to do some stuff together.
Right, like it. I like it. And you know, we do encourage you to come up and do a town hall. We can facilitate that. And, of course, Carl, being a 33 years in the Marine Corps, can hold an audience.
My security detail.
Yeah, tell everybody to calm down. Hold your spot.
The
Carl, I hear you.
You know, Congressman, I hope that we can have you back on a semi-regular basis here because people, the more they know, the less fear there is out there.
Exactly.
If that makes sense, to know where you stand on the issues, what you listen to, you know, being open to conversations like this, I think it does a lot for our democracy.
Couldn't agree more, Carl. And I really hope you'll have me back. I'll certainly look forward to that and very much appreciate the spirit of this conversation.
Well, your team really made this easy. I much appreciate it. Please pass on my best to them, too.
Will do.
All right. Have a good day, and we'll hopefully talk to you soon.
Thank you both.
All right. Thanks. We're going to take a break from the news, and we'll come back at the Shasta County DA's office with us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A U.S.-authored peace proposal has been forwarded to Iran.
The details of this plan remain in question, but officials have told the Associated Press that Pakistan, which has been one of the countries trying to get a diplomatic route to the end of the conflict, has transmitted it to Tehran. Pakistan, Egypt, and Turkey have been key in trying to negotiate a settlement to the war.
Correspondent John Gambrell, Iran now says it will allow non-hostile ships to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, subject to its approval. The Homeland Security funding impasse has yet to be resolved. It's complicating air travel and making life very difficult for thousands of federal workers.
A dispute in Congress over funding the Department of Homeland Security has held up the paychecks of TSA officers for close to 6 weeks now. And some officers, like Taylor Desert in Indiana, say they've had to rely on food banks.
I never thought I would be in a position to where working for the federal government, I would need to go to a food bank.
Sarah Estelle is Chief Outreach Officer at Gleaners Food Bank of Indiana.
In Indianapolis Airport, we have about 300 TSA workers who have been working without pay for some time with no end in sight at this point. So Gleaners is doing special distributions for these workers.
I'm Donna Water.
A New Mexico jury is ordering Facebook and Instagram's parent Meta to pay $375 million after finding that its platforms harm children's mental health. Meta says it will appeal the verdict. CPAC, the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, kicking off today in the Dallas suburb of Grapevine. Stocks are sharply higher on Wall Street as oil prices fall. The Dow is up 397 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 264. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says she's ready for a third term, even though her Social Democrats won fewer votes in this week's election than at any time in more than 100 years.
Neither side has required 90 seats to have a majority in Parliament, so it's not quite clear what form the next coalition government will take. There's a small party in the centre called the Moderates, and they have 14 seats. They are led by Lars Løkke Rasmussen. He's a former prime minister himself. He is now positioned with a lot of power to steer the course of what this next government might look like.
The BBC's Adrian Murray. British police have arrested two men over an arson attack that destroyed four ambulances from a Jewish charity. They're treating the fire as an anti-Semitic hate crime. News and analysis at townhall.com. From the minors to the majors, a long-awaited umpiring change is finally set to debut when Big League Baseball's season gets going this week.
Robot umpires are coming to the big leagues in 2026. The automated ball strike system will be introduced in the form of a challenge system in which the human umpire makes each call, which can be appealed to the computer. Robot umpires have been tested in the minor leagues since 2019, with recent testing done at AAA, MLB spring training, and at this summer's All-Star Game in Atlanta. Success rates have hovered around 50% in the minors. I'm Geffen Coolball.
And the Major League Baseball season opens today on a limited basis. There is a single nighttime game. The New York Yankees will visit the San Francisco Giants. Tomorrow, the official start of the regular season. It brings a full slate of games, 14 in all. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Good morning. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Today, the 25th of March, 8:05 in the morning. News, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. And Brad is here. Ben is here.
Ben.
Well, Brad's here too, but Ben is here behind the mic, running the boards. You could say the man who controls everything.
Yes, and usually tells us what day of the week it is.
Yeah,
what day of the week is it? And there's some kind of national day of the year. What is it?
It's a National Medal of Honor Day.
Oh, it is. It is National. Yeah, I've got that written down.
Big time.
Medal of Honor.
Wait, what did you share with our listeners right now? When you get the Medal of Honor, which
you don't get it.
When you're awarded, when somebody, and it has to be through the president.
Well, it goes through the Medal of Honor, and I'm going to talk about in today's times, modern times, is it takes a couple years in many cases for it to work its way. Through the, the write-up has got to be witnessed, it's witnesses of what happened during the reasoning behind the medal. It goes through the Department of Defense, through boards there, and then into Congress, and at which point, when it's signed, the president does then award the Medal of Honor. Most of the Medal of Honors you'll see are been awarded posthumously for men that have died in battle doing very courageous things. So there's a little bit over 100 Medal of Honor recipients still alive. Every presidential election, they have a Medal of Honor dinner where all the Medal of Honor recipients that can attend this dinner. And usually the president stops by in almost every case, the president stops by to say hello. But it is the nation's highest award for valor. And if you ever have the opportunity and you see somebody, Medal of Honor, go read the citation, and it's incredible the things that one man, and I'm just saying men because it's only been men that have had it awarded in modern times, I'll say, from World War I forward, that what they gave of themselves and what they did. And every one of the ones that I've heard speak have been very, very, very humble about it. And that this award is for my brothers that are out there. So, yeah, today's Medal of Honor Day. We've got, we used to have one that lived, I think, up in Siskiyou
County.
Trinity.
Yeah.
And he has since moved to Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah, he was amazing. We've heard him speak. Give you an update. Currently 52 degrees. It feels warmer than that, with temperatures approaching the record high of 83 set in 2025. We're going to have around 81 today, overnight lows of 49. Tomorrow calls for 79, mostly sunny, partly cloudy at night with 54. Friday calls for 83, Saturday 84, and Sunday 81. Looks like we may have rain towards maybe Sunday night, et cetera. We'll see. But it also in the news, the weather's brought to you by Shots of Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And on that note, as we're working outside in our garden, it is now the migration for the hummingbirds.
Okay.
So hey, think about that as you plant your plants and do your sugar water.
Yeah, and you can put
don't put red dye in your water.
Our guest last hour was Congressman Jared Huffman, and he's never been on the show. I don't know if anybody really knows anything about him, and that was the purpose of having him on this hour, is to find out who he is and, you know, some of his core beliefs. Hopefully we can get him back on so we can start drilling down into things like borders and you already see how he feels about moving away from fossil fuels, how he feels about decisions being made back in D.C. But we had some questions, and, you know, some of them were just for the state. Why does the governor make the gas taxes at the pump so high? Yeah, that's a good one. The Medicare fraud he addressed, and election fraud, I didn't bring that up, because that's an issue that's really near and dear around here, obviously. But hopefully we're going to have him back on a regular basis,
well,
monthly.
It's a beautiful segue to talk about what's happening with one of the headlines about fraud and what to look out for. And we have our very own Brad Harms with us today from the district attorney's office. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you both doing?
Now, great. Do we say investigator, detective? How is that?
Wasn't sure.
You can call me investigator, or you don't even have to call me at all.
Yep. So you're an investigator at the Shasta County District Attorney's Office.
Thanks for being with us this morning.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, we talked about when you came in, I said, you know, after we just got off the phone with the congressman, and we were talking about fraud, you said that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. And you have some hot topics. So glad we put it in your corner. How do we start with you?
Well,
where would you like to go?
Why don't we start with, how did you get here?
Yes.
Are you a local boy or
not really. My father, interesting segue, Medal of Honor. My father, you know, taught at West Point, did multiple tours in Vietnam with MACV, SOG, 5th Special Forces Group. Been a soldier in my family since the Civil War. My son was with the Night Stalkers, the 160th Combat, did multiple tours in Afghanistan. My stepson was with the Rangers, so been a military member for many, many years, so I had to put that in because I think they're listening, I hope.
Oh, man. Thank
is
you.
Is your son still in the 160th?
No, he actually is a helicopter pilot in the Grand Canyon, and he's hoping to become a medevac pilot soon. So
okay.
Flies
in the Grand Canyon. You will never get me on a helicopter in the Grand Canyon.
I go to work. I look at my desk. He goes to work and flies over the Grand Canyon.
I know. Oh, boy.
Well,
those are kind of courageous.
You have some wonderful memories, I'm sure, of sitting around the table and having family discussions growing up.
Absolutely.
Well, how did you get into law enforcement?
So law enforcement is kind of paramilitary.
Yeah.
I liked it. So I've been a police officer for almost 36 years now. I originally got hired with Contra Costa SO in the Bay Area. Loved it there. Did approximately 21 years there. They have a lot of contracts. So they had San Ramon PD. They have Danville PD, Orinda PD, Lafayette at the time. And so I worked for the contract city of San Ramon 5 years, motors, traffic. I was part of their impact team. So locally, if you have the CHP has a great MATE team, Major Accident Investigation Team. In Cocoa County, we call it IMPACT, which was Injury Major Prosecution Accident Call-Out Team. So I was a member of that and been to a lot of schools for that. It's kind of weird how I got into it. I always wanted to be an investigator, detective. Well, I ended up going traffic instead, and so written almost 400 traffic accidents myself personally.
Wow.
As a traffic supervisor for Danville PD for 2 years, Renda PD for 2 years, and then I was recruited to go to Solano County to Dixon PD, where I was there for approximately 8 years as a traffic supervisor. Tried to retire and got recruited by the undersheriff or assistant sheriff, wonderful guy by the name of Steve Simpkins. And he recruited me to go back to a small city called Kensington. So I turned in my sergeant stripes, said I'm just going to stay there, be a traffic officer. Kensington's next to Berkeley, Albany, and El Cerrito. Wonderful community. Was going to retire, and I saw that they had an auto fraud investigator positioning open up. I'm kind of weird like that. I like traffic accidents. And so I said, I'll take it. And luckily, they hired me. And so I've been here for about 2.5 years. The most consummate group of professionals I have ever worked with. Each and every investigator has a forte or an expertise in something that is just phenomenal. And well-groomed, well-oiled machine. So we work really well together. So
right here in Shasta County.
Wow, that's so,
yes.
I mean, we did not ask you to come on today and, you know, pour over, you know, this glowing report.
Just
you know, so
you.
Just having that come out of, you know, I don't, we've met, you've been around, and probably on the show when I've been here, but that just really hits me in a good way, right in my solar plex.
We have a lot of people that would like to work with our Bureau of Investigations. It's pretty competitive. And most of us are older, seasoned officers, ex-police officers, so forth. So and that's how I got here. But when they had an opening for auto fraud, I was, like, pretty excited about it. So I'll get a case. I'll look at the complaint or the referral, and then I'll kind of start laughing almost because that's not consistent with my experience. And then now I have to prove it, of course.
Okay. We're here with Brad Harms, investigator for the Shasta County DA's office in auto fraud. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry. And we want to thank the Four Winds Jewelry staff for donating something that is an absolutely beautiful concho belt that we're going to auction off live for the May 2nd Chicks and Chaps Luncheon that is happening at the Senior Center, which is our annual Chicks and Chaps Luncheon. I'm very excited about that. Great live auction items. But, again, voted best in the North State 4 years in a row, and Four Winds Jewelry. They are so consummate in their knowledge. It is a one-stop shop. It's the only full-service jewelry store in all of Reading. And wonderful Native American jewelry and opals and diamonds. You can go in there and get your stuff clean, look at, get your watch repaired, whatever you need. That's 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry, and we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, always your talk radio streaming on KCNRradio.com.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, rawhide. Ride 'em in raw.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
The thrill of cage fights returns to Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, April 12th. Hard Fought Productions brings you an action-packed night of amateur pro and titled MMA fights. Tickets for this extreme event start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 pre-slot play. Must be 21 to attend this adrenaline-filled event. Tickets for this event sell out fast. Get yours today. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
And good morning and welcome back to our Wednesday edition. Some may call this hump day.
Call it hump day.
Yeah, well, 8:21 in the morning here on Free Fire Radio. We're so pleased to be with you today and thank you for choosing to listen to us. This portion of the show is brought to you by a loyal, veteran-owned business.
Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. That's right. Whether it's a small chip or cracks up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix them and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't fool around. You know, you're driving down the road and all of a sudden it cracks and it ruins your trip. It's to be dangerous. How about bringing in your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, RV, into Jeff's place at 3208 South Market Street. Get a free inspection and analysis. He then, if you want to get it repaired, and I can't think of any other place you'd want to have it repaired, he takes it into a climate-controlled area. He fixes it, guarantees it at a very reasonable price. Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and been in the business close to 30 years. And we're here with investigator Brad Harms from the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, and he is into the fraud side, especially auto fraud. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the different things that you see out there that impacts on our innocent population.
Or something to look out for as well. So we want to just put it in your corner there. Shoot.
Absolutely. So a lot of people wonder, where does the money come from to investigate auto fraud specifically? The Shasta County District Attorney's Office, we contract with the California Department of Insurance. They're out of Sacramento. And what they do is they regulate the insurance industry. So let's say you get in an accident and your insurance company says, nope, we're not going to cover you. You as a consumer have the right to file a complaint. And who do you get a hold of? California Department of Insurance, who regulates the insurance industry. They will have an investigator look at everything, investigate it, and make a decision. And then if they vote in your favor, they will say, okay, X insurance company, you've got X amount of days to pay the consumer the money that they're entitled. If they don't, there's a huge fine. So it protects the consumer. On the flip side, if somebody is trying to defraud the automobile insurance company, that's where I get in. So California Department of Insurance, they have $15 million earmarked scattered throughout the state. And where that money comes from, every time you pay for your automobile insurance policy, which is typically twice a year,
mm-hmm.
$1 goes to the California Department of Insurance. We contract with CDI, and as such, let's say someone's trying to scam an insurance company, they'll send it to the jurisdiction where it occurred, Shasta. That would eventually fall onto my desk. And I had the fraud cases almost doubled last year.
Wow.
But there's a lot of resources that we have available, and a lot of people don't know what exactly is auto fraud. And it can be misrepresenting information. That's a big one. People lying on their application.
You mean to get their initial insurance?
Yes. And
now, how can you lie on that?
Well, you can't. AI is huge. Artificial intelligence is really going to assist investigations and automobile insurance companies.
But what I mean is, okay, I'm filling out, it's been so long since I filled out an application for insurance. Is it, you falsify what the amount of miles you're driving, the type of car you're driving, or the year or something?
Exactly. What? You can falsify that I'm only driving 5 miles to work when you're really driving 50.
Okay.
That adds up over a month, and that would change your monthly premiums, and by doing so, you're defrauding them.
Mm. Okay.
But a lot of it is inflated damage or...
That's what I would think.
Yeah, exactly. But the big one also is staged collisions.
Those are a high...
Is there a lot of those?
Well, you're talking about doubling this year. Would that be why?
There is a ring that I'm investigating. There are some stage accidents out there. I really can't talk about those particular. However, they are out there. I can give you an example of a case I had that's now been adjudicated. Yeah. It's a minor. And one thing I will recommend for everybody, and before I get into that, if anybody gets into a car accident, always ask the police to respond for an official police report, because then people cannot change the facts after.
Okay.
So if you get in an accident, in theory, it's simply a civil issue. If you think about it, it's not deliberate. It's an accident.
Yeah.
It's ultimately going to be one insurance company working with the other insurance company and paying off the damages. That's why we have insurance. When you deliberately, intentionally do something, then you've got assault with a deadly weapon, reckless driving, DUI, so forth. So it varies. But if the biggest thing that's helping insurance companies and will help you as a consumer, it's called metadata. Metadata is huge. It's in your smartphone. So if you get into an accident, have the police show up, because what's happening is people are changing the facts afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I don't want to get insurance until I need it. It doesn't work like that. So sometimes people will get in an accident, then they'll call in afterwards, get a new insurance policy, change the date and the location of the collision, and report it a month or two later.
Mm.
Too late. Metadata preserves it. And what I mean is, if you have a smartphone and you take a photo, it automatically preserves four things. The date of that photo, it's like a receipt, an email. The time of the photo, the type of camera that's embedded in your particular smartphone, and the location. So if you get in an accident, take 10 photos, 5 of your car and 5 of the other, and then one in the front, one in the back, the right side, the left side, and then the intrusion from the top looking down. That will protect you if the other party changes the facts. And I'll give you an example of a case I had. Minor fender bender. No big deal. Nobody got hurt. It's a big fat nothing burger. The lady that was rear-ended took photos of her car and the car that rear-ended her. Well, the person that rear-ended him didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the boyfriend got involved, realized that his auto insurance policy had expired, so he gets a new insurance policy, is friends with the other party, saying, we'll take care of it, don't worry about it, we got you. Nice guy, everything's great. A month later, he says, you know, I'm not going to pay you. He then calls into his insurance company and says, the car accident happened on this particular day. So the insurance company, being smart, got a hold of the other party. The other person that was rear-ended had photos of exactly when it occurred. They simply denied the claim and sent it to me, to CDI, and then CDI sent it to me. So what do? I pull up his history, and this person has had 9 different insurance policies, roughly, filed 40 different insurance claims over the years, scammed the insurance companies left and right. That's fraud. And what it is an accident is just that. It's civil. It's an accident. But when you change the facts afterwards for financial gain, now it's a felony. Then from there, I then present the case, give it to the DDA that does fraud, and from there they get an arrest warrant issued for the arrest. There's fines.
All from a minor rear-end collision.
Right. Yeah, it's no big deal.
Look what we can get. Yeah. Anyway,
take a quick break,
Brad
here.
Harms, our detective here. We'll be back after these messages. I've got some questions regarding, and stay tuned after this. If you're a female, do you stay in the car when you have an accident? If you're afraid to get out because of harm, because of what you see, perhaps it could happen. So let's hear from the expert when we get back.
In this portion of the show, brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, is my barbershop of choice. Been going there since I moved here in 07. Never had a bad haircut. Great guys down there. Founded in 1960. Been in the same location since 1967. And it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. You can make appointments that work on your schedule, which I really like. You can do it one of two ways. You can use Booksy and put in Cypress Square Barbershop and say it'll show you what times and days are open. You can make it. They send you a confirmation email. And the day of your haircut, they will send you a reminder. So, or you can call them at 530-244-9478. That works just as well. Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in
in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies. And if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's time to saddle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the West to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Dust off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Mendina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mendina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mendina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mendina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit MandinasCabinets.com.
Danger Zone.
Highway 2, yes. No, no.
Yeah, welcome back
to Free Fire. We're talking auto fraud here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott and streaming live at KCNRradio.com. 8:36 in the morning here on the 25th of March. It's about 57 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. We're looking at rain, though, starting next week. So that's good, too, though. We need that. Our guest today is Brad Harms, who's investigator with the Shasta County District Attorney's Office in auto fraud. And he has said the number of cases have just like doubled. And we were during the break, we were just things that are happening. But Linda, you had a question before we left.
As a female, you know, let's say that somebody, you know, you felt like it was an erratic situation. One of the places that I think of is under the Cypress, the overpass on Cypress Bridge, and how people, you know, that situation. And so you think, well, that would be an intersection, but just say somebody's just completely erratic and maybe you're somewhere. And as a female, would you recommend you stay in your car, call 911 and wait till the cops come?
Absolutely. Depending on the area, you have to, assess the situation yourself. Always call the police. And when you do call, they're going to record everything you say. Try and get the license plate of the other vehicle in case the other vehicle suddenly takes off. The description, the color, the make, the model, but the plate. That will always assist law enforcement to eventually go to the registered owner's house, get their statements, look at the damage, take photos, and then match it, and then solve who caused the collision. A lot of times people think, it's a poo butt nothing, I don't need the police, that's fine. And then they exchange information. Mm. Well, the other person may have given them fake information, and then they fill out another claim that's completely contradicting the facts of what took place. And I think you had mentioned it earlier, Carl, there was a famous case in New Jersey.
It's hilarious, except it happens.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so one thing you can do.
Let's talk about the case.
All right.
In this case, a person's driving down the road. It looks like in a pickup truck, or maybe a car pulls in front of them, stops real abruptly, and the truck stops, didn't hit them. They backed up fast, slammed into the truck, and people started getting out of the car. They were holding their head sideways, their arms, their shoulders, and they got out. But as they approached the truck, they saw there was a camera on the dash. They all looked at it. They all ran back, got in the car, and drove away fast as they could.
Exactly.
He said that's a famous case.
That's a famous case that's disseminated throughout the auto fraud world with investigators throughout the state. And what they do is they'll load the car up with as many people. They're called cappers. Then that way they can split the money. So let's say your bodily injury claim is X amount of dollars. You multiply that times 5 occupants. You've just increased your fraud amount simply because you have more people in the car. And so they'll deliberately, intentionally do that. They'll always over-exaggerate, oh, my neck. And if you hit them at 2 miles an hour, they'll flop on the ground. They'll feign injury. You get anything like that. If it doesn't add up, call the police. If there is a witness, a lot of times witnesses don't want to stay on scene. They don't want to get involved. Just get their telephone number. Just get any witness before they leave. Oftentimes the witness will give their number, say, I'm late for work, I got to go. You've got it. You give it to the police officer. The police officer can get down, contact that witness a couple hours later, the next day, get their statements, and it'll completely refute the occupants of the car that are part of an auto fraud ring specifically designed to max out the amount of money that they're going to be giving out. The Coalition Against Fraud estimates there's $308 billion a year in fraud. That costs the consumers, us, $932.63 on average per person that we're paying extra to offset the loss that the insurance companies are incurring due to fraud.
I belong to USAA, which has got great rates.
So do I.
You too. My rates go up every year, and I called them one day and I said, why? You know, no accidents, no tickets, you know, nothing for years, decades. And he says, you live in California. Mm-hmm. And I live in California. He goes, oh yeah. And he says, we have so many accidents, but fraud was part of it too. So we're all paying.
Exactly.
For these guys.
We're all paying higher premiums for the select few that have chosen to go down that wrong path and to defraud the insurance companies. And obviously, they're going to pass that cost on to the consumer, and we ultimately end up paying more. But getting back to your what you had mentioned earlier, Linda, about getting out of the car and so forth, there is something that's a new phenomenon that's occurring in L.A., San Diego, and the large metropolitan areas like the Bay Area. Not happened here, but it's called a bandit tow.
Okay.
You guys want to hear about a bandit
tow? Yes, please.
It's a new scam. So you'll have a legitimate auto body shop or one that's not incurring much profit who's desperately seeking ways to increase their profit margin. And they may have a tow truck that's legitimate or appears to be legitimate. And what they'll do is they'll listen to the police scanner. And when they hear that a car's broke down, they'll jump in that tow truck and they'll get there as fast as they can. They'll pull up. And they'll see a solo occupant. That's perfect. They'll say, hey, our insurance company just called us. And here we are. Where would you like? We'll take your car. And they'll go, wow, that was quick. I didn't even have a chance to call my insurance company. How did they do that? Or they'll say something about artificial intelligence. Whatever it is, sweet talkers, super happy. You get the car. They'll tow it. Instead of 10 miles to the tow company, they might tow it to a sister company 200 miles away. Or wherever they decide to take it. Then from there, they will dramatically inflate the damages and they will not release your car until you pay it. So let's say you have a radiator that's damaged and the typical cost is $2,000. They'll call you the next day and say, that's $19,000 you've got and they'll start rattling off all kinds of damages that don't exist. And then you'll say, well, I'm not paying that. And they'll say, well, okay, so you got to pay for the tow fee. Sure. And the typical tow fee might be $200. They'll say it's $3,000.
Wow.
And you're like, I'm not giving it to you. And they're like, well, you're not going to get your car back unless you pay the tow fees.
Mm.
They're in essence kidnapping your car and holding it for ransom.
Hostage.
And that is a new scam in the metropolitan areas. Some indicators for that, red flags. Look at the tow company. Is there mismatching logos? Are they missing a license plate? Are they missing a license for themselves? Is there unclear signage? Are they not telling you the tow fees at the time? Is there any paperwork? They have fake credentials. Basically, the logos don't match, and they arrive within minutes or as fast as they can, and okay. They're super pushy. So
okay.
Call your insurance if you can and confirm, because your insurance company will say, we didn't call them.
Well, we had, you know, we've got three things here. We got a pop tire, and we called a tow company. And it was like, okay, well, we have an insurance through the tow, and then there was one through the extended warranty. Well, we ended up, I think, using
my insurance company.
Using your insurance company.
The other one was coming, like, from a tourist or something like that.
It would have
been
so long to have them come, and it was at nighttime.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So then the next one I wanted to ask you about, we, right over here off of, right down the street, we were hit and run. And we did call, and we were, somebody came out that wasn't with the police department.
No, it was. They were the community
right.
service officers.
And we couldn't see the car. It just hit us and then turned and sped out.
Yeah, that's a misdemeanor hit and run. Each and every police agency's policy and procedures is dictated by their volume of calls, their staffing level, their budget. For example, in the Bay Area, Pinole PD, they will not respond unless there's criminal element involved.
Okay.
Is it a hit and run? Is it a DUI? Is it reckless driving? Is a driver driving on a suspended license? If there's criminal element, they will respond. They'll take a report.
Got it.
If there's no criminal element, it's just civil, and it's just and there's no injuries also, is a huge indicator of what level of response you're going to get is the type of injuries. That all dictates, depending on the policy procedure, each and every agency is different. So, for example, in Kensington, it's not uncommon to have a police lieutenant take a traffic accident report. Well, the average price of homes in Kensington is 1.whatever million. In Danville, where I worked, and Orinda, all officers must take a quality report because those were contracts with the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Department. The contracts are huge supporters of your local elected sheriff. They expect a level of service, and I'm telling you, like, I'm good friend. I used to work with the current chief of police in Danville. Great guy. He makes sure that they get the best quality level service that they can. That is a priority. Well, that's, again, most of the cars in Danville are BMWs, Mercedes-Benz, high-end vehicles. So depending on your area, each and every agency is different. So I always tell local police, follow your department directives, but take photos, because that will protect the consumers if they roundabout and months later or weeks later or days later, the other party changes the facts. The insurance company can go backwards into time and get the original photos off the metadata from the collision, and they'll completely immediately just deny the claim, saving money and lowering our premiums, hopefully.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're with Brad and Detective Brad Harms, and we are talking about auto insurance fraud right here in the Reading area. We'll be right back.
Move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out. Ride 'em in raw.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Renteria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and state the dates are Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. This show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
All right, we're getting all kinds of stuff here, yeah. Hey, Carl and Linda Vine here with our last segment on KCNR.
We've got
96.5 FM and 1460 AM. So glad to have you here today on our hump day.
Yeah, Scott Seaton joins us tomorrow.
All right.
And we're going to be talking to Symphony up here in the North State. And we've got a couple other guests that I'll talk about before our last segment is up. But we're here with Brad Harms, who's the investigator for traffic fraud, auto fraud, insurance fraud, here at the Shasta County DA's office. And it's been, I tell you what, I wish you all could hear the in-betweens, because he can't talk about it because they're ongoing cases.
Right.
But just giving us just outlines of things. I mean, but still, there's people out there that are causing our insurance rates to go up. And you've done everything you're supposed to. You're driving safely. You don't get tickets and all that. But there are people out there that just, oh, they don't care. So, okay. So what's next, Brad?
Well, there are ways you can protect yourself. And just to put the consumer's mind at ease a little bit, artificial intelligence, I mentioned earlier, is really going to help the insurance industry, but also, of course, the automobile insurance industry. So, for example, we have a lot of assets that are available for investigators. So the National Insurance Crime Bureau actually now has an intelligence and analytics branch where they tap into some incredible software programs, and it'll link individuals. Let's say, for example, suspect number one has 5 fake claims with 1 insurance company, 6 with another, 7 with another, 8 with another. It'll link them all together to establish a pattern, and patterns are indicative of true behavior. With that in mind, the analytics it'll come to my desk, making my job that much easier.
Oh man, that's a nice thing to hear, because so many people are afraid of AI, but how it can assist in these situations. We talked about Bandit Toe, and we're talking about fraud. I know you have another few things that we were talking about at the break. I was talking about an ARP article I was reading about somebody buying a car from out of state because they thought got a really good buy, and the VIN number matched and all of that stuff until they actually tried to register it and then realized that it was fraudulent. So what can you help our listeners in something to look out for in purchasing a car?
Take a photo, if you can, of the paperwork and the VIN number. And then go to your local DMV. Tell them, I'm thinking of purchasing this vehicle. Can you please confirm it's not stolen? It's called a whitewash title. And so there is a DMV investigations out of Rockland. They've uncovered a huge ring of 30-plus stolen vehicles, and the titles are altered, forged, switched, and unknowing consumers are purchasing these vehicles. But the reality is each and every vehicle has VIN numbers located in unique and specific areas that even I don't know unless I'm a VIN verification specialist with the California Highway Patrol. What they'll do is if you have a certain make, model, car, the CHP will take that vehicle and get underneath it and pull a component from the vehicle. And if that VIN number matches, then it tells you it's either stolen or legitimate. So just take photos, go to the DMV. I mean, if someone wants to sell you a car and you want to buy it, okay, can you wait a couple of hours?
Right.
If they're pushy and they're in a rush, they got to get going, that should be an indicator. I did notice by the Coalition Against Fraud says that older Americans have been exploited in fraud and suffered an annual loss of $34,200 each. So they are taking advantage of people's kindness, but they're always pushy and in a rush. We got to hurry up and get it done. Whitewash vehicles, just go to the DMV. Some other things you can do to protect yourself. I can't recommend which type. Buy a dash cam.
Okay.
You know, I've just been looking at them, and it costs like the most expensive one and the top rated one, it costs $100. Mm-hmm. And it goes down from there. So, yeah, I mean, you have to put it on yourself, but it's kind of like you stick it on the windshield and you run a cable down to your,
you have access right now, don't
well,
you?
Well, I think so. I think when I bought the truck, I've got those two cables that are already hanging there that I think you can use. That's already been put in there. Itself protects you.
Absolutely. And Tesla activates, goes back 30 seconds before the collision, and it captures everything leading up to and after. The dash cam, in fact, there was a police officer I worked with at Coco County SO, and he was in the Sacramento area, and a guy pulled out a gun, and he's a retired lawyer, and the other guy pulled a gun and shot at him with a real gun. Long story short, the dash cam caught not only the license plate of the shooter, but also the facial expression of the driver of the shooter. And he was caught within 2 or 3 weeks, and he went to the state penitentiary simply because of a dash cam. It will protect you from anything and everything that it captures. Another thing that the newer cars, they have electronic data recorders that are embedded in the vehicles. It's kind of like a black box for a car,
right,
for an airplane accident.
Yeah.
So,
gosh.
There's a lot of resources out there, but always call the police, have them respond, take a police report, memorialize what took place, get their report number. If you can, buy a dash cam, and always wear your seatbelt both ways before you cross the street.
Oh,
make
man.
Sure you look left and right and go slow.
And always stop at this red light camera. Do not roll.
I know.
No matter how slow you think
I know.
You're going.
That's, you know, that's being a 70-year-old. We never had
Love.
To worry about it. We did the California roll.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, those are $500.
I've been spanked too many times now.
Okay. Thank goodness they're always long enough in between you can go to traffic school. So let's not push it this year,
nope.
though.
Nope.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much, Brad Harms, for being with us today.
Yeah.
From the Shasta County DA's office. Lifelong law enforcement official and officer and was going to retire, and you heard about this job, and you love it up here.
I do. I really do.
It is a great place.
It is. For the most part, everybody supports their local law enforcement. They're very respectful and kind. And some of the agencies I've worked before.
Wasn't exactly like that.
It was not like it. So thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Okay, tomorrow, like you said, Scott Seaton will join us from the North State Symphony, but also the grand jury is going to come in here. They're having a meeting tomorrow. They're looking for members of the grand jury. And we'll learn a lot more about that tomorrow. Have a great day, my friends, and God bless America.
And stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.